Cuba y Puerto Rico son en pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba listeners. God, who created the clay used to form the human vessel, bestowed upon it the blessing of his grace, giving us to understand that it was his infinite will that what is material be bound together with that which is transcendent in order to establish, with his mercy, a balance of love. This explains how, by artful care, figures appear in this world that evoke the supreme, figures that are the eternal subjects of song, poets, freedom fighters, martyrs, and saints. Freedom fighters belong to the category of poets, martyrs, and saints, and measured on a scale of resonance, it can hardly be questioned that all of these, beings that fall to earth like errant kisses from God, have been overwhelmed by a spirit of sacrifice. A spirit of selflessness overcomes them. In imaginative turn about, a lightness overtakes them, and they renounce the impediments of the material to rise with grace on wings of spirit. The more pain sinks its spurs in the viscera of life, the higher they rise, managing to reach an ecstasy, redeem and free themselves from the temporal, to gain the bitter fruit of apostleship. For the souls that resist drowning in the ephemeral apostleship is the goal. In it, effort is transmuted into harmony. The apostle is perfect music, and thus can only be legitimately compared to those spirits of light on the level of holiness. But the material does not shrink from the comparison. Inclined towards weight and measure, it is in its nature to form numbers, provide tangible angles. The material is almost always the point at which the breath of life escapes, the boundaries of life, to take its place in the infinite. This is not to say that the spirit of the apostle lacks infinity while imprisoned in the clutches of the material. Infinite it is and will be. Therefore, his mission consists in embellishing his vessel of clay with the splendor of his aura. In this specific case, the apostle is obliged by the supreme law to sacrifice himself in a positive sense, because the ruination of his beauty will cause the world to swing pendulum of death. And rather than constituting the touchstone of his fruitfulness, will become a negative force that will drag him down. So that what he wished by his example to rescue will end in disaster, victim of his own spiritual vortex. Foresight is required, the angelical touch of the anointed, to not sacrifice, to be sacrificed for an idea. The holiness will protect with the crown of martyrdom. And this protection takes root to the moment the apostle renounces passivity, honoring the artistry of his work, because it is in the positive force of action that the cause of apostolic virtue takes effect. Action. Action. There you have the martial pace of beauty. Those who harass the body of the homeland, seeking to devour it, will not be able to resist the momentum of the supreme law. While they, stuffed with ignorance, fold their hands with the glitter of sinecure and bless the chains that darken contemporary civilization, the finger of God continues to point the way to the peoples of the earth. While they support annexation, repudiating international law with recognizes seeing it a collective suicide, and sully public and private law under which no one has the right to be a slave, much less do violence to another enslaving his body and soul and the name of the nation, while they violate laws human and divine, occupying abhorrent positions of the highest treason, Puerto Rico will continue its triumphal march towards the glory of its independence. Fragments from the words of Pedro Albizu Campos, published in the newspaper El Mundo on March the 29th, 1934, regarding the hunger strike undertaken by Professor Clemente Pereda.
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you, because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas.